Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You're paying it more than any team in the entire league to play great defense with a defensive-minded coach. You're a threat.
I think
the Chiefs are not. The Chiefs have won two in a row, and they have that quarterback and coach combination. But watch them week in and week out, and when I do, I don't feel like they're playing a different sport than the Steelers or the rest in the NFL.
They're not, but I do think they. I did not feel good about the future when I watched them and watched the connection that Hopkins has already seemed to develop with Mahomes, because that does give them something they have been scuffling for since Rashee Rice went down, and that's like a guy who can be a reliable receiver outside of Kelsey. I think we find out a lot more about the Steelers the next 2 weeks, man. Like, I even think if they go 1-1, 0-2 would be tough because you want to get one of these somehow. But if they go 1-1 and they just look good and it's close games, no matter how they shake out against the Commanders and Ravens, it's probably the two best teams they've played all year. By record, it definitely is. I would feel much better if I see. I'll feel even better about them if they look like they're playing on even footing.
Well, I like what you did there because you led me into this. A guy, Greg, on Twitter said,
"Hey, Greg,
why don't you ask this question after these next two games?" Oh, why stop there, Greg? Why don't we wait until the entire regular season is over? And then I'll ask, are the Steelers Super
Steelers
Bowl
are
contenders
out of the,
or
Steelers
not?
Are out of the playoffs. Are the Steelers Super Bowl contenders? No. Next topic. I do hate that when we put out a hypothetical, like, sports talk type of question.
We'll see.
Yeah, I hate that when people are like, why don't you pump the brakes on this for a couple of weeks? Buddy, you're listening. You're tweeting. Do you know what the F we do for a living? Do you know how it works?
Here's a crazy, like, Cook would do this all the time. Big take. We're going to find out in the next couple of games if the Steelers are a good team or not. Ooh. That's a spicy one. This game on Sunday is really going to tell us a lot about this team.
Yeah, and then he would also, you'd ask him about somebody, why they weren't playing more. I don't know. They see these guys every day. They know more about the players than we do. Thanks, Ron. So do you have an opinion on, like, their opinion of the player? No, not really. They're the experts. Okay, thanks. Why are you sitting in this chair again?
Dottie,
is it like a Milton
Steelers,
from the Office Space situation?
If the Steelers played the Chiefs,
what would be the line if they played in Kansas City tomorrow?
That's a good question.
Playoffs.
Okay, let's do that first then. What do you think the line would be in that game, Steelers at Chiefs divisional round weekend?
I'll go like 7.5.
I was thinking lower than that.
I think, okay, so their line against the Bucs was +8.5, Tampa Bay +8.5. I think Tampa Bay's good, but not by any means like a great team. Interesting offense, whatever.
Thinking like a 6.5, 5.5. 5.5.
First two numbers that popped into my head, I know they usually try to make half numbers here. 5.5 or 6 were the first two numbers in my head. Chiefs get the automatic 3-point bump at home, and then the way the Chiefs are playing, I think they would be seen as 3 points better to 3.5 points better on a neutral field. So in that 5.5, 6, maybe 6.5, but I don't feel great about 6.5 there. Pony, I think, is down by like 5 or 5.5.
I initially wrote 4.5, but I agree with you guys. Like, that would get hammered. People would hammer the Chiefs because it's less than a touchdown.
Yep.
It would be somewhere, I think, between a field goal and a touchdown. I just wrote 4.5, but I could see 5.5 or even 6. The question I was going to ask Donnie is, right now, give me... If it was a Friday before that playoff game, what would your score prediction be on it?
Like a 21-17 type deal, 20-17.
Winner?
I think I'd pick the Chiefs. Playoff game?
Yeah, I'd pick.
I can't pick against the
guy. I'd pick something like 24-20, 23-20. If I felt higher scoring, like 27-23, it would be. The situation for me would be Chiefs, when they needed it, would get like the field goal that they needed, or they would cash in one extra touchdown where the Steelers settled for a field goal. What I've tried to convey that I feel like people just don't want to hear it because it's not like an all-in gung-ho take is, I do think they'd go into Kansas City right now if the playoffs started tomorrow and they had that game. Now, that wouldn't be their matchup, by the way. They'd be the division champs. I think they'd go in there and play an extremely competitive game. I don't think we'd all be mentally tuned out of the game 15 minutes in or 20 minutes in game action.
I'd go in there thinking they could win.
I would too. Like, my point in saying they would play a competitive game, I would think it's understood that I would feel that they absolutely had a chance to win the game going in. I wouldn't sit here. I remember in 2021, you were trying to gas yourself and the listeners up into thinking maybe they could cover and maybe something crazy would happen.
Yep.
I remember just sitting here like very calmly going, they're going to get their asses kicked. Nick Wright came on our show and just started laughing like a hyena at you when you suggested they could cover.
No, he called out Doran because Doran said he'd rather have Roethlisberger than Mahomes in that game.
And then didn't Nick say something like, you played football for a living and you're getting paid to talk about it, huh? And he like made some sort of remark, and Doran wanted to kill him.
He said to Doran, well, you must have played with Ben. That's why you're sticking up for him. And when Doran said no, I think Nick's rebuttal was, well, then you're just an idiot.
You don't know much ball.
And then at the time, Mahomes only had one ring. So Doran went to the Ben has two and Mahomes only has one. And Nick said, well, Bradshaw has four and Mahomes only has one. So would you rather have Bradshaw in this game or something like that? And it got very snarky. And you're right. I think if Doran were in the same room with him, he would have broken him in half.
You could feel the tension.
You could cut it with a knife. Yeah, you could cut it with a knife.
And like one of those plastic knives that they give us here when Salem's comes. And I'm cutting through lamb with it. And I feel like the knife's going to break. Even that knife would have worked to cut the tension.
But I would feel
like tension was like hot butter that day.
I would feel in a situation where they had to go into Buffalo, in a situation where they had to go into Kansas City, in a situation where they had to go into Baltimore, I would feel like they were a very live wire in any one of those games. And depending on what the line was, I would bet them with the points they'd be getting in any of those situations and feel pretty good about it. Like, it really is as simple for me as this, and I believe that Wilson's going to keep playing at roughly this level or close to it. Like, I don't think he's going to be a 111 passer rating guy the whole year. If you feel like your team has a real quarterback who can be counted upon to make real throws on a regular basis, you should consider yourself, if the rest of your team's pretty good and your record's good, a contender.
Mike Tomlin, moments ago on the Steelers, picking up Mike Williams and Preston Smith. Here are his comments for the first time.
Mike, how do you envision the new players fitting in?
You know, I think we're going to determine that, and there's some variables in that equation. First and foremost, their ability to learn. You know, we got to have an above-the-line assignment component to our play, and so that, and then, you know, getting a sense of what they're physically capable of. And so we got a few days to kind of sort through some of those things. This weekend, Sunday, is not the end game. We acquired these guys to be with us for the remainder of this journey. And so that's just my general mindset.
What makes Mike Williams the right fit for this offense?
That's to be discovered. I didn't say that. And so we're getting to know him. We're getting to know his skill set. And we'll figure those things out along the way.
Well, that's a really...
That's a weird answer. Like, Brooke is asking a question there that is a perfectly fair inference to make. You would think, if they traded for the player, they felt like he was the right fit. Tomlin is not even allowing for that inference to be made.
I wouldn't say that.
So did you not want him here? Omar, hey, Mike, guess what? Traded for Mike Williams. Mike, why the hell did you do that, Omar?
They've had interest in Mike Williams since March.
Okay, I'm gonna go back and say this, too.
What the frig was that?
I think if it's anybody but Brooke asking it, I think it gets a different answer. I think Mike still likes to throw darts in her direction for whatever reason.
And he'd rather throw... So if taking a shot at Brooke makes... If he has to poo-poo the acquisition of Mike Williams in the process, he's fine with doing it just because he has a vendetta against her? That's awfully vindictive and petty. Well, he's 6-2. Maybe he's feeling himself a little bit. And Judge Donnie, we're going to debate whether or not he's the coach of the year. And Malzi, you'll be making the argument for Mike Tomlin. S-C-O-Y.
History with him?
I do not.
What excites you about both of these guys?
I'm sorry?
What excites you about both of these guys?
Their resumes. They're not unproven guys, man. They got real NFL resumes, bodies of work, and that's always helpful.
Can you go back to that pre-draft visit with Preston Smith? He just talked about it. Just your...
Man, that was a decade ago. I've had a lot of pre-draft visits since then. I'm sorry.
Mike, what's the impact of having a guy with that kind of resume as a depth player on your outside linebacker?
You know, we're just stacking our chips, man. This is an arms race. It's highly competitive. As the road gets narrow, we better have capable people. And obviously, man, 68 and a half career sacks, man, he's capable.
Is he strictly outside linebacker for you, or can you kind of do what DeMarvin did?
I think that's to be discovered. I've seen him inside some in Green Bay in pass rushing circumstances, and so we don't have guardrails on it. It's about getting to know him and seeing where that leads us.
How much does it help that he has experience in the 3-4?
I'm sorry?
How much does it help that he has experience in the 3-4 that he's not familiar with?
You know, I don't know that there's much difference between 3-4 and 4-3 in passing circumstances. They're all 4-2 hybrid defenses in 2024, and so I don't want to mislead you in terms of that. There's very little adjustment in that regard.
That's funny because Preston Smith said he couldn't adjust to the 4-3, and that's why he requested a trade, because he wanted to play in a 3-4.
I thought the exact same thing. I'm glad you brought it up. Like, literally the player said, I wanted out of there because they were moving to a 4-3. Now, is he saying in base situations it's a lot different?
He said in pass rushing situations.
No, I'm saying is the implication from Smith that they played it every down and he didn't like it, and otherwise what Tomlin says is true? Because that was very weird otherwise.
The whole thing is bizarre. Going back to the Brook thing, hey, here's a softball question for you, Mike, about why you liked Mike Williams. So I didn't say I liked him.
I know, man.
I'm trying to think of two hosts on the station who hated each other so much that they would just, I guess Dunlap and Mac maybe to some degree.
Starkey and Seibel.
Where something would get said. And even if the person was like, that's a great point, they couldn't bring themselves to agree with it. So
Denny,
like,
and Cook?
Yeah, like that.
I mean, Joe absolutely would feel that way about stuff I would say. What he would do is, he would hear me say a point, he would then just rebut it by restating it, and then I'd say, Joe, yeah, that was exactly what I just said. And he'd go, yeah, I just wanted to say it myself, or something to that effect.
But did he say it in a tone where it sounded like he thought you're... opinion was horse crap?
There were a few occasions, I'm not going to exaggerate. There were a few occasions where it was very obvious that he was saying the exact same thing as me after initially hearing me say it and disagreeing vehemently with it. Like he would just retwist the words, but the argument never changed. But when I would have said it to start with, he'd go, that's stupid. And then he'd go, you know what? I agree with that now that I said it. That kind of thing. Did not happen often, though. Once in a while.
Jeff Hathorn, our Hawk.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Steelers and Commanders on Sunday, 1 o'clock. We're all excited for that. Going to see the debuts, you'd think, of Mike Williams and Preston Smith. Now, Dulac said in his chat today, a guy named Yates, I'm not sure if it's Field Yates or TJ Yates, but Yates asked him if these new guys will get 15 or more snaps, and Jerry said, no, that's too many. They'll probably be lucky to get 10 each, which makes sense because they're new to the team, et cetera, I guess. But then he said this, a guy who was pretending to be me, Andrew Pony. Jerry loved the chats with GP and MW occupying the outside. How will that affect snaps in the slot? And he said, I don't think Mike Williams is going to come in and automatically move ahead of Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin. He'll be part of the chess pieces Arthur Smith uses.
All right, I can hear that and at least take one grain of truth out of it. They use a lot of different formations. Jefferson's out there as a blocker a lot. I know they must like Williams' blocking to have liked him more than Jefferson, but the idea that in theory he wouldn't immediately become the second most dangerous target among their wide receivers is laughable to me.
I'm sorry, you don't trade a fifth-round pick, which is not a huge asset, but it's still a draft asset. It's still a trade chip to move up and down in drafts or to take a player that falls to you. You don't trade that to rent a guy who just becomes part of your crappy wide receiver by committee? I don't think. Jeff Hathorn was there, our Steelers insider over at 93.7thefan.com. His report is brought to you by LGKG Injury Lawyers, 7 locations in the Pittsburgh region. They'll take your personal injury personally. LGKG.com. We call it the Hawk Report. Jeff, do you agree with Dulac that Mike Williams is just going to be facing the crowd here at wide receiver, just one of the guys?
Maybe in week one. Maybe week two. But I don't think so. Especially if and Chris, you hit on it, he's going to be their second most dangerous receiver. Now, there may be times where you want Jefferson in there because of the style you're playing, because of the situation that you're in. But Tomlin was quick to slow everybody down about what his skill sets are, what his role is.
What the heck was that all about? When Brooks said he's the right fit, and he said, I never said he was the right fit.
Right? And that he, you know, I get the part about playing the long game and how, hey, we may have to work him into our system. I get all that. But yeah, I don't understand that one because he seems like the perfect fit for adding to this room.
Jeff, do you think that the biggest impact Mike Williams is going to make on this team is tangible as far as he will catch a good amount of passes and make a lot of plays downfield, or that he is going to open things up by his presence for Pickens, the running game, etc.?
Yes, to both. I mean, the guy averaged 15.5 yards per catch over his career.
Yep.
Not a season, but over his career. Yeah, he's going to be a downfield threat, and you know, it's going to benefit Freiermuth. It should benefit Austin. If Jefferson happens to be in the game at the same time, if they work some kind of scenario like that, Hayward, running backs, like any of those guys, Jaylen Warren out of the backfield, to have that type of downfield threat should open up and maybe not allow defenses to cheat against the run game as well. So I think that add, I get what Tomlin's saying again about the slow roll into what they're doing, but he seems like a guy that can really help expand what they're doing offensively, and that's why they brought him in. Come on, let's be real. You don't bring in a guy like Mike Williams. You're giving him a chance, but his whole career, much like you wouldn't tell Russ not to throw a deep, well, you're not going to tell Mike Williams to run a short route.
Jeff, do you think Preston Smith will end up playing more than Nick Herbig on a week-in, week-out basis?
Depends. He's better against the run than Herbig, so let's see how Herbig does over, say, some more extended reps against the run. I always wonder this because we've seen this over the last 5 years. And that's why I asked him, is he going to be happy if he gets 10 snaps in a game? Because he asked for a trade from Green Bay because he didn't like the situation. So over the next few weeks, if he's used sparingly, if Herbig comes back, is he going to be cool with that, or are we going to see another situation where here's a guy who's now not getting to play as much as he wants.
Oh, wonderful. That's fun to think about. Do you think?
And I'm not saying he's going to be that. It's just we'll see how that plays out.
Do you think that trading for him, Smith, that is more about them being aware of like their rush defense being pretty bad these last couple of games, especially against the Giants, or more just a true depth move that has nothing to do with his specific skill sets?
I think it's more the depth move because remember a couple of weeks ago they were just adding guys off the practice squad to fill a role on the other side of T.J. Watt. I mean, it got down to that point, and I think they saw a hole. They saw an opportunity to trade a seventh-round pick for a guy who's got, 68 sacks in his career and was pretty decent last year at 8 sacks, 21 quarterback hits with Green Bay in a 3-4 scheme. So I think it made a lot of sense just to add that to your depth. If there is another injury, you don't know if you anticipate that maybe Herbig will be back this week, but you've got some more insurance in case something else happens.
Who's in pole position to play nickel corner, Beanie Bishop or Cam Sutton?
I want to see more of the week. I think Beanie gets it maybe a little bit more this week because it's Sutton's first game in a long time, in almost a year. So I think he'll work in at the beginning. You'll see more Beanie, but eventually I think you're going to see Cam Sutton. That's why you brought him in. And if you get an injury, you do have the ability, to slide him to the outside. Or if they're not getting what they want out of the safety position, as Tomlin said yesterday, he can play that role for some snaps for them.
What, Jeff, do you make of Mike Tomlin's continued caginess when he is asked about whether or not Justin Fields will be used in X, Y, or Z way? Do you think he actually has any designs on Fields being on the field when Russ is still healthy?
No, I don't. But he wants it out there for other teams to have to prepare for a package.
Gotcha.
Or to think about that. But we haven't seen any evidence of that at this point. And with every week, that's time away where Fields hasn't been in a game. And Russ has been decent in the red zone. So until they really struggle in the red zone or get a really unique situation.
Jeff, they were 0-for-4 in the red zone in their last game.
I understand. I'm just telling you, I don't see them going to those type of packages at this point. I really don't see it. But, Tomlin wants to keep it out there, so teams have to prepare for it.
Did you like Mike Williams taking a shot at Aaron Rodgers when praising the leadership skills of Russell Wilson?
I did. I thought it was very subtle and very well done. And then he later on said, it was cool playing in New York, and it was tough because he wasn't around for OTAs and training camp. He wasn't one of Aaron's guys, I think was the way he phrased it. He wasn't part of that group. So, yeah, I thought it was a very subtle, nice little jab. It was well done by Mike.
The Hawk Report, ladies and gentlemen, with Jeff Hathorn. Read more about his day at Steelers practice. And yes.
And boys, other good news. Zach Frazier says he's playing.
Yep.
So
here.
Frazier's in the middle. There you go.
Thank you, Jeff. 93.7fan.com to get more.
Play the Hawk one more time, please. I think we needed an extra. There you go.
Donnie, do an impression of the Hawk noise.
I can't do that. Can't get anywhere close to that high.
No, that's your turn.
My only shot at getting that high is if. All rise.
Damn it, I just remembered. I forgot the friggin' judge costume.
I'm starting to believe there is no judge costume.
No, there is. Amanda's
and that's like
it.
A running gag that you've never bought one, but you just are going to keep saying you've forgotten to bring it in.
And I wear it for 10 minutes every Wednesday afternoon.
I also have a little toddler judge costume.
Judge Stella.
That I got for Stella with a little white wig and a gavel.
8 bangs of that damn gavel, man. That is a heavy-handed gavel.
Andrew Filippone Esquire is ready to go today.
You were going to be a lawyer, weren't you?
I took the LSATs.
How'd you do on those?
I did okay.
I feel like you could really
probably
relate.
Got a perfect score.
He could really relate to Better Call Saul.
So wait, you didn't
Saul
go to
Goodman?
Yeah, obviously you didn't go to law school.
Just a total crook.
Took the LSATs just for fun. Yeah.
What a nice line, Donnie.
To mean? He can really relate to Saul Goodman.
You're a real shyster lawyer. You're a real shady guy.
Just relentlessly, like, ruin people's lives. Yeah, sure. We're just two peas in a pod, me and Saul.
If your takes
Goodman
didn't do that already, I mean.
Jimmy McGill.
Okay, all right.
On the table today is Mike Tomlin, the NFL's coach of the year.
I'm the prosecution and Malzi's the defense. Who goes first, Judge?
We'll let the defense take it first today.
2 minutes on the clock.
Ready, go.
You know, Mike Tomlin is fond of saying, if you've got red paint, you paint your barn red. And no coach of the year candidate can be divorced from what they do or do not have roster-wise, whether they have a hand in building that roster or not. School of thought is, and the rule of thumb seems to be, if the team is expected to be very good, the team has a loaded roster, even if the coach does a great job with that roster, that coach probably isn't going to win the award. That's why Bill Belichick was never really seriously considered in the later years for winning it. It's why Andy Reid would always have a hard time winning this award. Mike Tomlin deserves serious Coach of the Year consideration, should win Coach of the Year, as a matter of fact, because Mike Tomlin's roster wasn't really fawned over. Mike Tomlin was the guy who gutted his quarterback room, brought in Russell Wilson off the discard pile from Denver, where they're paying him about $40 million to not play for them, and then had Justin Fields come in because the Chicago Bears were ready to move on from him after 3 years. All Tomlin has done at the most important position on the field with very kind of low-end quarterbacks at most people's discretion or opinion is go 4-2 with Fields, who we found out was still pretty limited as a passer, beating playoff caliber teams like the Broncos and Chargers along the way, and Falcons, as a matter of fact. All he's done is go 4-2 with Fields. Then, as somebody constantly criticized for his inability to feel out quarterback situations properly, make the enormously unpopular decision to switch to Russell Wilson, panned nationally, panned locally. Oh, but wait, it's worked out perfectly, and Wilson has added a dimension nobody saw coming to this team. Mike Tomlin made that move. The Steelers are a Super Bowl contender because Mike Tomlin is having one of his best seasons ever, and that's why he should be Coach of the Year.
Prosecution?
There's no gavel in between here? Come on now, Judge.
It was gonna be the gavel if he went over time.
You could only use that gavel sound effect like 3 times in 2 minutes, and it would take all that time.
Your Honor, the prosecution doesn't even, or the defense doesn't even believe what it just said or argued. He made this cockamamie straw man defense that we should not designate a coach of the year who comes from a team that had high expectations before the season started. I'm not going to stand in this courtroom today and do that. I'm not here to argue for Andy Reid, whose team won the Super Bowl last year, and say he should be coach of the year. Attorney Mueller knows who the real coach of the year is. He just didn't have to. He was just not assigned that client by your pro bono office, Judge. The coach of the year coaches the team that the Steelers will be playing on Sunday, and that is Dan Quinn. And that is unequivocally true at the halfway point of the season. The man stepped into one of the biggest complete dumpster fires in professional sports, the Washington Commanders franchise. They haven't won a playoff game since Joe Gibbs, 2.0, was their coach. They bring in Jaden Daniels with the second pick. He is third in the league in completion percentage. The Commanders have turned the ball over fewer times than any team in the league. He's literally doing things we've never seen from a rookie quarterback before, and he wasn't even the first pick. Attorney Mueller likes to point out preseason expectations. The Commanders' preseason win total was only 6.5. The Steelers' preseason win total was 7.5. The odds makers thought Pittsburgh was better, and yet here we are 8 games through the season, and they have identical records.
No, they don't.
They're both 6-2, Chris.
The Commanders are 7-2.
Exactly. Thank you. The attorney is making my point for me.
You should be more prepared, counsel.
You should be fired by Mike Tomlin for helping my argument. It can't be Mike Tomlin. It has to be
Stop.
Dan
He's talking
Quinn.
Through the gavel. Do I get a 1 minute rebuttal?
Closing arguments, defense, You're up first.
I'd like to say that while counsel, the prosecution here, Filippone Esquire, has announced that Dan Quinn should be the winner of this award, what decision did Dan Quinn have to make that was anything like Mike Tomlin's? An unprecedented decision in NFL history he made to go away from a 4-2 quarterback midstream when he wasn't injured. It was the right decision. Dan Quinn took the job after they failed to get Ben Johnson, because that's the guy they really wanted, and was handed Jaden Daniels. There was no real
objection. There's no relevance to Ben Johnson in this case, Donnie.
Just wasting time here.
I'm letting him cook.
Let me cook. Thank you. He put Jaden Daniels in the starting lineup because that's what you do when you take the number two overall pick and it's a quarterback. And Jaden Daniels has turned out to be really good. No tough decisions made by Dan Quinn. No hard things to think about. He just said, here, you're the guy we drafted. Go out there and play. And he's been the beneficiary of Daniels playing phenomenally well. He's done a good job. Tomlin's done a great job.
Prosecution?
I don't even need the full minute because the facts of this case make the argument for me. It's 7-2 to 6-2. I don't care if Dan Quinn, Quinn Medicine Woman,
Dr.
Brady
Quinn.
Quinn, I don't care who
that
drafted
Jane Seymour, she was foxy.
Jaden Daniels. Okay, I don't care who gets the credit for that. Winning to this extent with a rookie quarterback, the last time we saw something like that was 2004. With Ben Roethlisberger, he won Rookie of the Year. You could make an argument Bill Cowher should have won Coach of the Year. We're not litigating 2004. We're talking about 2024, and it's obvious, Judge, Mike Tomlin is not the Coach of the Year.
I would say all rise, but you guys have stayed up the whole time.
We stood the correct. Whole time, yeah. I love this music, by the way. Huge fan.
In the case of Mike Tomlin being the NFL's Coach of the Year.
Why do you keep affecting a Southern accent here?
Don't interrupt the judge. Why? He should be thrown out of court for that,
why
Donnie.
Why are you talking like
incredibly
this?
Incredibly disrespectful.
Why are you talking like this is happening right now in, like, Savannah, Georgia?
I find that Mike Tomlin should be the NFL Coach of the Year.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Judge.
We will file an appeal immediately to another judge.
Denied. The 10th Circuit Court
of... We might have to go see Judge Callis for this one. Are you kidding me?
Hello to my chambers.
Unreal. I think we're tied 2-2 now.
I like that most of your case was built off Quinn has a better record, and by like Sunday night or Sunday afternoon, he might have a worse record.
Yeah, but we're not arguing this next week.
So really, Pony's argument is, Donnie, the bye week is why Mike Tomlin shouldn't be the Coach of the Year because he's had his bye week.
Dan Quinn has done more with less. That's my point.
Who's a better quarterback right now, Daniels or Wilson?
Daniels, but you have to give a coach credit for developing.
So who deserves the credit? Dan Quinn, who's a defensive coach who really doesn't, who okay. gets out of the way there? Would you give Mike Tomlin credit for developing Jaden Daniels? No, you'd say he's the defensive coach.
I would give Dan Quinn credit for assembling the staff that has developed him on the offensive side of the
and
ball.
And that's why you've got to give Kingsbury. Mike Tomlin a lot of credit for realizing his past mistakes with Matt Canada and bringing in Arthur Smith.
Yes, but you don't give him the Coach of the Year for that.
Yes, you do. Donnie, thank you for seeing it my way, the right way, the Malzi way.
Biased judge.
Declaring a mistrial.
Anyways.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.